Thank you so much. That's right. It is The Good Stuff, and it's Kim and Mike, and we're delighted to be with you on this December day. Thank you for joining us.
Integrity Meats in Belleville, South Dakota is grateful for customers and community. The holidays are a time to open up our hearts, to pause, to reflect, and to pray. Have a blessed Christmas from Integrity Meats.
And let's talk a little bit about Tri-State Livestock News. I've mentioned it before. They are the experts when it comes to successful breeders. Immerse in rodeo news. If you're looking for exciting upcoming events that you'd want to be included on, you need to check out Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read. And of course, Tri-State Livestock News sends out a Merry Christmas season to everyone.
We want to say thank you to TK Angus on their 41st bull and female sale that was held Monday of this week here in Valentine. Thanks for using The Good Stuff. And if you'd like to use The Good Stuff to reach a 7-state region, well, just send Kim an email at kimhburge@gmail.com. All right. Have you heard of the Christmas Ball, B-A-W-L?
I have not.
It's from Cade Shala. So I thought I'd use that one as we count down the days to Christmas here.
Okay.
A kerosene oil lantern hangs from a rusty twisted nail, but the yellow glow that it casts doesn't do much to unveil the darkness of the room where an old cowboy just sits alone in utter silence, just a clinging to his wits. He hears a cow a-bawling and peers through the window pane. Must be one of Mama Hereford's crying for a little grain. The snow sure is coming down, and it's getting awful cold. He felt his storm a-coming, though. Guess that's part of getting old. He throws a log on the fire and watches it slowly burn. He thinks about last year, and his heart begins to yearn. She really did love Christmas, and always went overboard. She baked and decorated enough to win an award. Her family was her prize, and it filled her heart with glee to see them all gather around underneath the Christmas tree. Who knew that it would be her last? Lord, he sure did miss her now. This March would mark 50 years since they had said their vows. He hears that cow bawl again and reaches for his jacket. Better go outside and check the reason for the racket. The kids are coming tomorrow, if the roads are not too bad. They offered to bring dinner, which had made him kind of glad. He hadn't even put up a tree. Somehow, it didn't feel right. But even if he wanted to, where would he find one tonight? He thinks about them grandkids. Nah, it just won't be the same. He wonders, will they understand or just look around with shame? What do they expect from him? He's doing the best he can. It's too late to start all over, for he's far from a young man. Where are them two Herefords? They're usually by the shed. Did they miss Mama, too? Yeah, they used to be hand-fed. He comes across their tracks, almost filled in now by snow, and he follows them up the hill, just wondering where they go. Then all of a sudden he sees them, and he can't believe his eyes, for they'd gathered around a pine tree of perfect shape and perfect size. They look at him and blink, then beller as if to say, "It's not too late, cowboy, for tomorrow is Christmas Day." In that moment, in that instance, things suddenly become clear. He understands what he must do as he wipes away a tear. He knows there's not much time, and it may take him all night, but he don't mind, for he knows that his purpose now is right. She always made it special, and by God, he'd do the same. Yeah, Christmas would live on in memory of her name. And again, that's from Cade Shala in This Christmas Season.
Very good. Very heartwarming. That put a lump in my throat. Let's look a little bit on the lighter side. A gawky lad from New England came to New York with his girl and took her to nearby Playland Amusement Park. They had heard a lot about the Tunnel of Love and were especially anxious to try it out. But when they got home, the kids expressed disappointment. "Shucks," the boy said, "it was dark and damp and uncomfortable. Besides, we got soaking wet." "How come?" asked a friend. "Did the boat leak?" The kid looked amazed. "There's a boat?"
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
From Rick and Lynn Shippey at Shippey Realty in Winter, South Dakota, wishing you a very, very Merry Christmas. If you're buying, selling, or auctioning land, it's Shippey Realty in Winter, South Dakota.
And everybody at WW Tire Service, all 8 locations across Central and Eastern South Dakota, wish you safe driving and Merry Christmas and a happy 2025.
Yeah, I was just going to say it's going to be not only Christmas real soon, but then we've got New Year's, a brand new year. And if you have something to send to the Good Stuff, you know how to do it. Send it to kimhburge@gmail.com.
We so enjoy sharing them.
Thanks for listening to the Good Stuff.